deliver us. Jesus sets us free. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries. Written by Carrie Vaux.
The Wisdom of This World, for Saturday, March 21st, 2020. The text is from Matthew chapter 21. The chief priests and the elders of the people came up to Jesus, as he was teaching, and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I also will ask you one question. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, will he not say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." The next day, Jesus returned to the temple to face angry questions. "Who gave you the authority to clear the temple?" he was asked. Being no fool, he answered a question with a question. "Who gave John the authority to baptize?" The leaders go away and discuss it. They consider one answer and reject it because it would let Jesus point out their inconsistency. They consider another answer and reject it for fear of riots. Finally, they give up, and Jesus also refuses to answer them. So far, so typical. Jesus wins the exchange. But did you notice the really sad and funny thing about the way the leaders were reasoning? They never bothered to ask what is true. The only thing they were interested in was political expediency. What answer was going to help them manipulate the people the best? We see this in our world today, too, don't we? Sometimes it's reports of local or government corruption. Sometimes it's much closer to us, as people we work with or live with make decisions based on something other than truth. And if you protest, you get this answer: "Honesty is all fine and good when it comes to religion, but we're dealing with real life here." So is Jesus. There is nothing more real, nothing more true, nothing more desperately important than the life Jesus died to win for us. Jesus came to free us from the power of this sinful world, to make us children of God. This so-called wisdom is not for us. Let's follow Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and leave behind the dishonest schemes of this world. We pray, Lord, set my heart to follow you. Amen.